Finally, we have the governance section. One key thing to know about this section is that it asks you to demonstrate both that your bylaws and other documents comply with HRSA requirements and that you are currently compliant with HRSA requirements. For example, it's not enough to note that your bylaws require your board to be between 9 and 25 members. You additionally have to show that your board is, in fact, currently between 9 and 25 members. Both are necessary. And when it comes to board composition, make sure to highlight all the aspects of this requirement. Most health centers are good at highlighting how their board is majority patients and how their non-patient board members bring relevant expertise. But don't forget to explain how your patient board members are a demographic match for your patient population and service area. If you do this well, it can not only affirm your compliance, but also give you another place to connect your work to the needs of the community.